At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So this song, I have a little success story about. You have to take your tiny wins, right?
Yeah.
So my band's getting back together. We're going to play this song. I'm going to play drums on it. It's a really hard song because it's by a guy named Bernard Purdy, who's doing the Purdy Shuffle. Keep it going. I can't do that. And so...
You just can't make the noise with your mouth?
I have to work my way around it. But I went downstairs, put in my earbuds, put it on, and played it all the way through, which was a minor miracle. But I was really happy.
That's good.
So I can do it. No one's going to know the difference. But if you come see the band and we play Peg, I'm faking it. Fake.
Peg.
How many things do you think songs like that where there are little elements that if you're not... that dude, you're just not going to do it the same. How many songs are like that?
Most.
Where even the best bands that are playing, like you're playing Eddie Van Halen, how many people can actually do what Eddie Van Halen does?
Tiny, tiny, vanishingly small.
Yeah, so I figured.
Yeah. Yep. Anyone's a drummer out there, they get it. Like, the Purdy Shuffle is a lot like Jeff Porcaro's in Roseanne. It's a lot like Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin. And, lots of drummers can do it. I'm not one.
All
but
right.
I can fake it. I can move around.
I just wanted to see you with the microphone doing that. Just going to...
Hey, if that's what it takes.
You should just do a bunch of tricks with your drumsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Do the flips.
Yep. That I can do.
And then throw one out to the crowd, and then I'll catch it.
See, that was more important to me as a 14-year-old, was being able to twirl my drumsticks into action.
Oh,
play.
Oh yeah.
As it should be.
Nothing looked cooler when those guys would stand up and they just like...
That's the whole reason of being a band.
Yeah.
Like, you could take lessons in practice, or...
Or you could just twirl those sticks and then slam them down really hard. Look really cool.
You know what I did, though? I was kind of in between. I... played my ass off. I practiced 8 hours a day when I was a kid. I can't believe my mom and dad let me do that. But I was practicing mistakes. Does that make sense, Wheels? Like from a sports standpoint? Like, no one ever taught me how to do it. I would do something that would sound right with headphones on.
Mm.
I thought I could play 2112.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was doing everything that Neil Peart was doing just because I had headphones on and I was hearing what he was doing.
On top of it.
On top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd practiced a ton. I practiced the wrong thing. So there you go. Okay, Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip couldn't be here today, so we're going to soldier on without him. And I kind of like this one. It's sort of different and a little bit more interesting to me. By the way, if you're just joining the show, the Sweet 16 is something we do about once a week on Mondays. And we'll take anything and we will put it into, get the top 16, according to us, down to the Elite Eight, down to the Final Four, down to the number one thing in this category. So the category today is best bite or sip of food or drink ever. Mm. And for me, I have them sort of situationally. I'll lead it off. And here's the one I thought of. Your first bite of a hot dog at the ballpark. Not microwaving one at home. Not 15 corn dogs. You're at the park. You get the foot long. Put your mustard and relish on it, and that first bite with all the sights and the sounds. That's a great bite. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's a good one.
Andrew.
You know what else is great about those ballpark hot dogs? The buns are like a little thinner. They're not as like big, yes, and fluffy. There's just something about that where it's almost like a wrap around it.
You can get too much bread.
You can for sure, but I mean, I just feel like that ratio is so good.
Agreed.
At the ballpark. I'm going to say... So this one, we can maybe make this a little more general, but for me it was the first sip of Gatorade when you get to take a break at band camp. And so maybe it would just be after doing something athletic, running around, doing some kind of big sporting thing.
Yeah.
But there is just nothing better. They had it in the big, you know, the big giant igloo cooler thing, and it's, that was absolutely magical.
Totally get it. I think it's too close. But one of mine was drinking out of the hose on a hot summer day when you're just completely dehydrated and you got that cold water going down your gullet. That's pretty sweet.
I mean, I might like that even better. We could maybe use that instead.
So should I put that on as well, Dave? The hose?
We could do it instead.
Yeah, do it instead.
Okay.
Wheels.
All right. So this one's a little bit, well, it's not super specific, I guess, given the last couple, but the leftovers after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
When you put them all in the same dish.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey.
For me, it's a sandwich.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, all of it like on top of each other.
Yes, yes.
And then every bite is all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
That's a good one.
But the first one, of course, is the best one.
Yeah. Rach.
How about whenever you dunk your chocolate chip cookie in some milk, you get that nice bite of the soft, milky cookie.
Cookies. Love it. Milk. That was cute.
Just a little kid.
I wish I had some right now.
Boy. How about your first sip of coffee on a Sunday morning?
Well,
yep.
Yeah.
Never done that.
You just hate coffee?
I love the smell of coffee.
Mm.
I just can't take the...
Even if you doctor it?
Yeah, it's not... Mm. No, never. I've never had a taste of it that I've liked.
Yeah, I was like that working at Mr. Donut. I worked overnights when I was 16, Friday and Saturday, and I would just be out on my feet tired at 3 in the morning, and the girl I was working with was like, you need to drink coffee. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so gross. So she doctored it, heavy cream, heavy sugar. Oh, that's still the way I drink it.
Even the like a coffee-flavored candy, I can't. Ugh.
Okay.
Ugh.
Andrew.
How about that first chip with the cheese sauce at the Mexican restaurant? And you just know you're in for a delicious meal, and you're going to eat 1,000 more of those chips with the cheese sauce.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So the queso.
Yes.
Wheels.
So I got a weird way of eating the burger, but to me, the best bite of the burgers that I make at home is the last one.
Yeah, I get that.
Because I always save the little corner that's got the most cheese hanging over it, and you just, it's just the last one, it's got... Because I usually do the sauces on the side, not on the burger. So whatever I'm going to put on it, barbecue sauce or Thousand Island or ketchup, whatever. So it's always going to have the same amount. That part's not going to vary. But that last little corner that I save the best part for last.
I feel that.
And sometimes it's even the middle of the burger and you eat around the edges and leave the middle.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
Your first sip of your QT or other convenience store fountain soda. Oh, you've been looking forward to it for so long, and now you have it.
Coke Zero with cherry.
Yummy.
Love it.
I was going to eventually say the cracking open of the first drink of a Mountain Dew. That's right there. That's it right there, Rach. You nailed it. Doesn't matter what it is.
Tastes good.
My next one is while I'm barbecuing, when I'm smoking like a pork butt, reaching in and taking a test piece.
Ooh.
Or even better, like knowing it's great and giving it to whoever you're cooking for. Like, taste this. Not on a plate, not on bread, no sauce.
That's a really, really good one.
Mm.
Yum. Andrew.
Now, I have another cheeseburger one. And that is the first bite of a McDonald's cheeseburger that you are hiding from your wife and you eat it in the car on the way home.
Why are you hiding it from her?
Because she said we need to stop eating out so much and spending so much money. But you don't. But it's late. It's like 9:45 and you're driving home from Magic and you're really hungry because you didn't eat anything. But you're not going to have time to make stuff at home. So you just get that McDonald's burger and you just eat it as fast as you can with the window down.
Yeah.
And just feel alive.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Dave always had a shame burger.
And it's just like, and then you get home and she's like, why did it take us so long to get home? And you go,
traffic.
I don't know. Did it? I usually just go like, did it? I don't think.
Wheels.
God. Oh, I could beat that. Oh, man. I've like four tied, so I'm going to just pick one. Because I'm the crab cake dude, the very first bite of any really good crab cake. Because it's always the best right away. Like, boom, right out of the gate.
Do you get bad crab cakes?
Or
do you
I try not to. Because there are bad ones.
What's the bad one taste like?
They're all filler. It's more bread than crab. And sometimes they get over-seasoned. Like, people want to do too much. You got to do less. The whole point of that is to keep it simple.
Okay. Rach?
What about a fresh donut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Or night, or at work, or whatever.
Or in the car, yeah. All the way home from Magic.
Or in the car.
I'm going to go with the first bite of a really great steak. Anytime I go to a new steakhouse, I have to have a ribeye. That's my test. I'm more of a filet guy, but like you have to be able to cook a ribeye. And the first bite of a really perfectly cooked steak.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Dip it in a little béarnaise sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm about to go all bumble gump. Like,
Andrew.
How about the first bite of turkey on Thanksgiving? You know you're going to go nuts. You know it's good. You spent all day having to make it, all day having to smell it and think about it, and everyone's just waiting on it. And you eat it.
Folks.
Well, you really sold it there.
He's the best.
You put that thing on a fork and go nuts.
I was like, time to bring it home. You set the scene, now to close the deal.
And you eat
that turkey.
That's the best.
Okay. How many we need?
We need two, so Wheels and I should go.
All right. All right, so this is a weird pizza thing that I have. And I don't know if it's weird, but it's my favorite bite of pizza is always the most loaded piece closest to the crust. Because it never slides. It doesn't move around. It's always that good one. So I will eat around an entire piece of pizza to get to that last one and save it for last.
You're big on the last bite.
I am. I'm much more about the last one than the first one.
Now, I just had this conversation.
I want the last one of anything to be the best one.
With my friend Trish Gazelle. If I get, which I do often, if I get McDonald's and I get a burger and a cheeseburger, I prefer the cheeseburger, so I'll eat the burger first.
Sure, yeah.
So that I'm more hungry for the one I really like. Because if I eat the cheeseburger first, I may not even want the burger afterwards.
I gotcha, yeah.
So I save my favorite thing for last.
Always do that, okay. Every time. Yep, that's why the first thing I eat off my plate everywhere is veggies.
Okay.
Just get them out of the way. That's the work. You got to do it. You need them. Get them out of there.
I'm going to go for the final pick, the last bite of cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such as, like, the birthday cake on Friday. Mm-hmm. You save up for,
with
like...
the double frosting, the top and the side.
You save up for your optimal bite. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I have been thinking a lot about that cake. It was quite good.
Quality cake.
Quality cake.
It lasted about 2 minutes at home.
As it should.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet 16. Oh, we should probably take a break, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we could take a little break and come back.
We'll pace ourselves.
Take care of business.
It's hard work.
Hey, we'll come back.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back, DGS 423. Happy Monday. Playing the Sweet 16 of the best bites or sips of food and drink. The first bite of ballpark dog at a game versus the last bite of cake.
Oh, no. That could be the championship.
Dog.
Yeah, I got to go dog. I got to vote against myself here.
I'm going to go cake, but it's just a consolation vote.
Dog moves on. Drinking out of the hose when you're a kid and you're super thirsty versus the test piece of barbecue when you're making barbecue.
Man, water's just water. We're going barbecue.
BBQ.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanksgiving leftovers versus the shame burger from McDonald's when you don't want your wife to find it.
I'm going with leftover perfect bite.
It was fresh, not necessarily leftover perfect bite.
Well, no, you doubled up on the Thanksgiving because I did that earlier.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I must have missed that one.
This one is the
I'll
different
say,
one.
I will say shame burger.
I'll say the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Moves on. Cookies and milk versus the first bite of a crab cake.
Oh, damn it.
Cookies.
Cookies and
milk. I'm not even going to vote.
Milk.
I'll lose.
Your first sip of coffee on a Sunday morning versus a fresh donut.
Donut.
Ooh, I like those two things together, but I'll go coffee.
I'll go coffee because I like the idea of it more.
Okay.
I'm trying to drink coffee. I'm not doing a good job, but I'm trying.
Your first bite of tortilla chips and cheese at a Mexican restaurant versus the first bite of a big ribeye steak.
Chippos.
Steak.
I don't eat a lot of steak.
Steak.
I guess I'll go steak.
Oh, you're fancy.
The last bite of a burger, because Wheels has curated it, versus the first bite of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Burger there.
Burger.
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 How do you all say hamburger, not trying to be funny?
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
I said not trying to be funny.
I just say burger. And I don't think I really say hamburger.
Hamburger.
Everyone sounds
it's
weird.
It's a very silly.
It's impossible.
It's a very, yes.
Hamburger. It's impossible to say normal.
Hamburgers.
Hamburger.
First sip of a QT fountain soda versus a loaded pizza bite.
Pizza bite.
Soda.
Soda.
I might have to go QT. Okay. Elite eight of best bites or sips. The ballpark hot dog versus the test piece of barbecue.
Hot doggy.
Barbecue.
Dog.
Yeah. Same. The Thanksgiving leftovers, which no one asked me, but here's mine. White bread, turkey, Miracle Whip, cranberry sauce, stuffing. There you go.
Can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong.
versus cookies and milk.
Thanksgiving.
Cookie.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving moves on to the final four. First sip of coffee in the morning versus ribeye steak.
Steak.
Coffee.
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 Last bite of a curated burger versus the first sip of a QT soda.
Burger.
Soda.
Soda.
Okay, pretty good final four. Ballpark hot dog versus Thanksgiving leftovers.
The leftovers.
I gotta go hot dog.
I'm gonna say dog.
Dogs in the finals. First sip of coffee versus first sip of QT soda.
QT.
Soda.
Soda.
Soda. Soda versus hot dog.
Oof, as it should be.
What a pairing. What Boy, a pairing. QT's be paying us for this.
Why not both, I say.
Yeah, I mean, this one, it's hard to just...
Tie for first.
One. Tie for first. Why not?
Neither one of them's going to be the grand champion anyway. They got no chance.
Yeah.
Who is the grand champion?
I think it's still lightsabers. It's still lightsabers.
Oh, that's going to be a tough
so
one,
what
man.
About what about a ballpark hot dog with a sip of QT soda to wash it down versus the lightsaber?
Lightsaber.
I'm taking
not
the
even
I'm
close.
Taking the dog and the soda.
I'm taking the dog and soda.
There you go.
I call
finally
BS.
Usurped.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.